engaging the occipital and medulla chakras. Again, I like to do these standing because they will be done at the table as you put your hygiene in place. So it's just good practice to be standing when you do it so that you can start to have whatever awareness emerges as you acclimate to the skill. So we'll begin with the occipital chakras. And if you took your hands and put them in the very back of your head in that crevice between the bones at the back of your skull, you'd have that little place in between the two bones. And in there, inside the head, of course, is the occipital chakras. And remember, they're four pilot lights. They just sort of look like four pilot lights in a row. They're not vertical, they're horizontal. If you're tempted to make it any other thing, please don't. Just let it be four pilot lights burning in a row. You don't actually need to know how many of those pilot lights are lit right now. Over time, you'll get clearer and clearer on that. But for the moment, just know that that's what you're doing, is you're lighting four pilot lights called the occipital chakra. And bringing your awareness to that chakra, just imagine flicking your Bic, lighting a lighter, lighting a match, and bringing each one of those little flames to light. And see as you stand there if there's anything that you notice in your body as the occipital chakra comes online. Next, bring your awareness to the medulla chakra. Now, one way to think about this is to think about where the hard palate and the soft palate meet on the roof of your mouth. So if you take your tongue and you start to run it back towards your throat on the roof of your mouth, at some point, the bony hard palate will connect with the soft palate, which is closer to the back of your throat. And right up in there, inside your head, is the medulla chakra. And as you bring your awareness to that chakra, you engage it, you activate it. And remember, these two chakras are important for your physical health and well-being, your overall vitality. So you won't necessarily have a lot of chakra-related feedback, although you might have a little. Rather, you might feel an uptick in your energy, just a slight increase that says, oh, I got a little more oomph with which to do my day, my experience, whatever I'm doing right now. When you're not feeling well, these two chakras are important to engage and bring online so that your body has more vitality with which to work its way through whatever is going on in your physical health and well-being.